Hey guys, this is Kurt, producer of Your Push Coach, and this week we're continuing with the Virtual Leader Summit. This is Session 5, Part 2. In this session, Josh is speaking with some powerful master coaches, including Annie McCarthy, Tina Salisbury, and Tiffany Joy Matthews. Don't forget, you can watch the full summit on Josh's YouTube, and you can also grab the Leaders Bundle for 99% off at joshcoats.com.
Okay, tell us a little bit about the head voices you were having before you did the certification, because I feel like I can still remember your testimonial. Tell me this is right. I usually get these right. Every once in a while, I cross them up. But I believe you were the person that listened to the podcast for 5 years and like never purchased a single program from. For 5 years, this girl stalking my webinars, not buy a single thing. And then out of nowhere, she jumps into the life coach certification. So tell me some of the things that was happening in Tina's head back then that you had to deal with.
Yeah, that's a good story to remember, right? It's like, what? Yes. You borrowed me for free for 5 years? And I did, you guys. I would get to, Josh does an amazing job of helping us see clearly that vision of where we want to go, right? But every time it went to, okay, I should buy this. I'm like, nope, not. I can't, right? I'm not that girl, right? I've never felt like I was going to be able to follow through. And a lot of that came from a limiting belief that I had that success is never enough. Success is never enough, right? Whatever I did, it was never enough. And then I felt like I was on this roller coaster of like, I gained this momentum and then I would have this hard drop, right? And I'd have to regain my momentum and get myself this hard drop. But that was actually just a surface belief that was holding me back. And not only did I jump in quickly to the life coach school and just knew this is what I needed to do. I just felt in my heart like this was going to give me that path, because at the time I felt really lost in what I wanted to do and what my purpose was and what I was supposed to be doing. I was in a transition state where all my kids were finally getting into school, and all of a sudden, you know, like that was supposed to happen 2 years ago, and then COVID hit us and I was like not having all my kids go to school. And then when it actually happened, I wasn't prepared for not knowing what my next step was. So I finished life coach certification, and then I also jumped in very quickly. I was one of those quick action takers for Josh's, that group that moved us forward to advance our skills. And with that, I got a pre one-on-one, right, with Josh, maybe two or three, I think. But, and I don't know if he remembers this, but this actually changed my life. This one session changed my life. And we were talking about my goals and what I wanted to do and how I struggled because, you know, when I got into my business, then I needed to go pick up a child or had to do the laundry or keep my house going and all of these things. And I said, you know, I kept calling myself this stay at home mom. Any of you trying to work from home? Call yourself a stay-at-home mom? Yeah. And he said, Tina, do you remember, Josh, what you said? Tina, you're not a stay-at-home mom. You're a working mom. Why do you keep calling yourself a stay-at-home mom? And that doesn't sound like a big light bulb moment, you guys, but I was totally taken, I didn't even see it coming. And within that, I started to know, the piece of me that's missing, what's holding me back, is this identity, right? Me trying to pretend that these dreams that I have, who I actually want to be, I shouldn't be. And I had a mom that was a working mom. She was awesome. But I also remember wishing she could pick me up from practice, wishing that I didn't have to find all the rides, wishing that, she would be there at home more days. When I got home from school, right? And I felt guilty if I couldn't provide that peace for my kids. So here's why life coaching was so important, because for years and years and years, I quit a multi-six-figure job because of this belief. I tried to start my own business and floundered for about 7 years because of this belief. And when I finally locked into that, right? And because of the life coaching training that I had, I was able to access a really important question. Why can't I have both? How could I have both? And when I found the answer to that, I started, instead of getting busier and busier doing all the doing, right? We know all of the things we should do. I started working on me and who Tina needed to be to step into this role, to continue to be an amazing businesswoman, but also feel the presence that I wanted to as a parent for my relationships without feeling like I had to be all one or all the other. And success was never enough when I tried to be all one or all the other. And that's why I do what I do, because I started to recognize I have to dig into that more. So all of this year, 2023, has been my year of being totally me, of finding who I am, of living into this true identity of where I'm going, not just who I've been. And it changes the game. I told Josh earlier this year, I'm like, I can't set another puke goal. I'm like, I have to drop out of your groups for a while. I just can't do it, right? And the reason why is because I would set this puke goal, right? And then I would let this limiting version of myself hold me away from doing that. And I did it so many times, I just couldn't do it anymore, right? But then it was amazing. What, within a month, I think I came back to Josh and I'm like, this is going to be $1 million business. And he's probably like, what the heck? Right? But the reason was because I finally allowed myself the time to live into who I was becoming, not just who I felt I was. And that made all the difference in me believing in these desires that you have too. And you don't have to give them up. They're not too much. You can do it. We just have to do it from the right version of you.
That's so freaking good, friend. So freaking. I remember that session too. I remember that. Sometimes it takes a little bit of a story to like the second you said what you said and asked if I remember what I said, I was like, oh shit, I do remember that. And friends, this is why my package that I'm offering for $10, which is like so stupid, by the way, that's just like what we like charge for shipping on the two books, comes with this string attached that you have to do a one-on-one session. Because had Tina not had that one-on-one session, she would still be stuck in the mindset of, and not there's anything wrong with being a stay-at-home mom. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that, but that's not what she was. And I find this with so many women that it's like, if you're home with the kids, it becomes this really hard thing to separate the difference between being home with the kids and also running a business. And I run into it as a man sometimes too, but I also understand the psychology that comes with being a woman is just a different burden to carry. And I recognize that. And I from coaching so many women and moms, I understand that this is more of like a generational thing that's been passed on over and over and over. Whereas the man, I was expected for thousands of years to just go to work. So no one even questions it. No one's like, oh, what are you doing? Working in your office while the kids are home? No one ever says that to the man, right? But to the woman, even if no one says it, it's still a thought in your head that was maybe passed down from a mom or a grandma or even just society. Maybe even just like looking at Instagram today and seeing that mom that's like, here's three steps to organize everything in your house over the next 5 seconds. You're like, what the hell? Organize the whole house today? Like what? And then you're like, but I also have this business. And I'm passionate about this and I want to do this. So does that make me a bad mom? If I'm a good mom, am I a bad business person? And it's just like, and it's like at some point it's okay to say, I am not the stay-at-home mom that Susie down the street who also volunteers for Girl Scouts and PTA. Like I'm not that person, and that's okay. Now, if you are that person and you're watching this, also that's okay, right? Like there is no wrong path to be on, but you need to understand the path that you're on. I love what Tina said about like, if you're trying to get to someplace, you need to know like where you're at first. So Tina was trying from the let's say her starting point was stay-at-home mom, was trying to get to successful business, and that wasn't working. But once we realized, oh, that's not even your starting point. your starting point is you're a work from home mom. So like, let's put together a map from here to becoming the mom you want to be and the business owner that you want to be. And I am the one that's responsible for getting my kids to school and picking them up from school. So for me, like, I run a $1 million business in 4 hours a day. And like, that's just what it is. That's what I have to do. And so that's what I have to do. And I think too many times it's like, well, if I can't have 12 hours a day, how will this ever work? And my thought to you would be like, why would you want it to work if it took 12 hours a day? And for some of you, I think that's the thing that actually holds you back, is you think you need all of this time for it to work. But in order for you to give that much time would, in your eyes, make you a bad parent and a bad spouse, so you just sabotage it over and over and over. Because who wants to be a bad parent? Anybody? Is anyone like, oh, me, sign me up for that? No one does. And this is how our head voice, I said this yesterday, our head voice plays dirty. Your head voice is like, I know that you care about being a good parent more than anything else. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to try to convince you that chasing this new path makes you a bad parent. Because if I can convince you that, you'll come away from the path and stay in the place of safety. And the head's only job is to try to keep you on the safest path. It's where the heart voice comes in, which is purpose, potential, love, strength, faith. And if you have a business, I just have to assume it's for a reason, because you wanted to help somebody. For some of you, you wanted to make a better life for your family. For some of you, you wanted to pay it forward and make a better life for other people. There was some type of purpose attached to it. And I just want to challenge you, like, I don't want to get religious because I'm not a super religious person, but I am a very spiritual person. And I just want to challenge you to ask yourself, do you really think creator, universe, whatever you call it, has a problem with you fulfilling the purpose that you were born with? Do you really think you were given this purpose to help people, just to have it pulled away from you? We're all parents if we chose to be, or if we got to be the blessing of. We're all significant others if we chose to be, or got the, you know, the blessing. Not everyone has that right now. That's okay too. But like, whatever you are, whatever role you're at in your life right now is because you were blessed enough to have that. But that doesn't take away your other blessings. It should add to your other blessings. So that was so freaking good, Tina. I love that so much, man. Like, I was feeling all the feels on that, Tina. What is kind of like the, what would you say, you know, like, I mean, it sounds like that coaching session helped a lot, but like, maybe walk me through, because this is where I think a lot of people struggle. Get an aha moment. Oh my God, that was so good. And then it's in a notebook somewhere buried away in the closet. So how did you hold on to that moment?
We'll be back after a quick break.
Money is all around us, and we think about it more than almost every other aspect of our lives. But how can we make more of it, and what's our drive for building wealth beyond just the numbers in our bank account? Join us on the Make More podcast as our host, Matt Heslin, brings to you a dynamic lineup of experts in the world of investing, business, health, and beyond. Together, they unpack the secrets to not just surviving, but thriving in today's economy. It's about more than just wealth. It's about crafting life experiences, seizing opportunities, and building a legacy. Subscribe now to the Make More with Matt Heslin podcast and join us every week for new expert insights and inspiration.
Yeah. I probably did that at first, right? Right after our session, like, okay, that was great, right? And then I went back to trying to do more things. And the beginning of this year, I'm like, okay, I got to get myself involved in some things that are going to help me figure out who I am, right? And who I want to become. And I think you guys, this is a really, you know, for a lot of times, I felt like I've done a course and not got anything from it, or maybe not taken a lot of action. So I go to do a different course, and then I find myself like this course junkie, right? Anyone feel kind of like a course junkie sometimes? I just want to tell you, you are supposed to say yes to every opportunity that you say yes to, right? And the reason so, you might not see it right now, but piecing together small things really helped to make the difference that makes a difference, right? Because it's all about changing our behaviors, right? Our habits and where we go. So that's what I went to work with. And the one tip that I would leave you guys with, like what made the difference, and this is something that you can tangibly do. So write in your notebook, put your hands on your keyboard right now. Like when you start feeling the tug of a goal, instead of asking yourself, okay, what do I need to do? Right? Ask yourself a better question. Who do I need to be? Who do I need to be? Who do I need to be to actually get this result? And a couple of things are really going to happen for you. One, you already are going to make it happen, because when you ask yourself who I need to be, you're going to see yourself creating and generating that result. You're going to see it. You're going to see that it's not just something that would be nice to have, but that it's possible for you. Right? And then you'll be able to, instead of looking, trying to pull yourself forward to all of the things you need to do, you're going to be able to look back and see what pushes you forward to actually become that person who hit that goal, right? And one of Josh's offerings in that leadership bundle is the goal setting workshop. In that, you will actually get the opportunity to do just that, to put yourself in this as this person, who you need to be, and access who you become once you hit whatever this goal is that you have. And you'll go back and look and say, okay, what did she do? What did she do? And those are the only things you have to focus on, right? Instead of that list of, you know, 20 things and all the advice that everyone gives you and things that worked for them and all of those things. And you think, you know, and you feel like you have all these squirrel moments where you're chasing the next best thing. You can put it all aside and feel confident in that, right? How many times have you tried to put that aside, but then you feel, well, what if that was the thing I should be doing, right? All the time, right? But when you do this process, you guys lean in and really do that goal setting process. Because when you just look back at your, and you ask yourself, like nobody knows the truth like you do, right? Josh has really, really great success and experience to share. I've got really great experience to share, but the one person that knows exactly what you need to do and how to do it in a way that brings you joy, peace, fulfillment in your life is you, right? So when you learn to trust her and lean into her, this best version of you, right? What lives in your soul, the worthy part that's already there, you will find really success, not just in the future when you hit a goal, but all along the way. And isn't that what we really want? We want to experience that now. I don't want to wait 5 years to get this. I want to have it now, right? So my business is not a $1 million business yet, but man, I'm living like I have a $1 million business every single day because of what I do for people and where it's going. So no doubt that goal is going to be hit, but I'm so excited that I don't have to wait 5 years, 3 years, 1 year to experience that. Like I got it right now, every day when I wake up, because I'm choosing consciously, instead of what my mind offers me is go do all these things, to say, ooh, okay, who is she, right? What does she do? And now I'm going to lean into that, right? So change the question that you ask. Your mind's going to offer you. The next time you go after a goal, it's going to say, okay, what do I need to do? Now you're going to be like, oop, time out. All right, let me just think into this a minute. Who do I need to be? Who do I need to become? And what did she do? She already hit this goal. What did she do? And you'll access the best parts of you in a way that brings you joy, fulfillment, and pushes you forward, instead of you have to pull yourself forward to the success. You guys can do it.
Good. So freaking good. So freaking good. And this is, by the way, how I still operate every single year. And I actually try to do it multiple times a year, to go out to my future self, find the goal, and then rewind to find out what it took to get that goal. And then that's how I decide where I put my time and energy into growth and investment. Not based on a Facebook ad that pops up and says, here's the one thing I did. I'm like, fuck you. I don't care what you did because I'm not on your path. And there are 100 different paths of successful people that have a way to duplicate their path. But if you can do what Tina was just talking about and find your path from where you're at to where you want to be and what it is that it takes to get there, then you say, okay, who is helping people with these specific things that I'm looking for? If for you, it's like, I need more accountability. Okay, cool. A course with 37 modules that doesn't have any live access or any live coaching isn't going to help you if accountability is the number one thing you need. Even if there's a hack, do this hack to get 30,000. Guys, anyone who's telling you you're going to get more followers with their program, I'm just going to go ahead and tell you that's bullshit. It is. The entire Instagram world is like, I don't want to use the word rigged because that sounds weird, but it kind of is. There are certain things that people on Instagram like to see. And those things get clicked on a lot. And if you don't bring the flavor that Instagram likes, your chances of going viral are like 1/100th. Now, that doesn't mean you shouldn't use Instagram, but don't be tricked into like, this is going to work so fast and then everything else will work. Really? Really? I find it so interesting that health and fitness coaches that believe in the day-to-day process are so quick to fall for a get-rich-quick Instagram. Like, isn't it funny how we can say, take care of your body, do the thing that's best for you, don't fall for that magic pill. Oh, a business magic pill? I'll just eat 100 of those today and see what does that do? It will do to your business the same thing it would do to your body. It will actually put a bunch of toxins in your business. And here's what I mean by that is you falsely just believing that something is going to fix your business leads to you actually manifesting a lot of like sabotage. It ends up with you feeling disappointed in yourself because you bought the thing and it didn't work. And now all you're doing is you're stacking loss on top of 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 loss. And what do you think that does to your self-esteem? If you instead are like, this is the path that I'm on, and I'm going to look for tools and support to help me down this path. And by the way, if there's a great training on Instagram that you need, there's nothing wrong with that. Go get that training. Absolutely. But find your path. Like, what are the things you believe in your heart it will take to get you to success? And then go start stacking those things on top of each other. Does that make sense? And over time, guess what? You know what I found? Would you agree that success could be like an analogy? It could be like A to Z. Like, if Z is really where you want to be, how many of you could just agree, just in theory, that if you can get from A to D, you could also get from D to G. And if you can get from D to G, you could also get from G to J. If you can get from G to J, if you keep taking the steps forward. But that's why you need to know your freaking map. You need to know your freaking path, because too many of us are like squirrels, just like chasing everyone else's path all over the freaking map. And then we're like, this is so frustrating. I've been doing this for 5 years and I'm not getting any better results than I was 5 years ago. Well, that's because you never even got on your path. You just chased everybody else's path all over the map and ended up back at square one because you still haven't followed your own path. Find your path, friends.
Hey, what's up, friends? I am so excited to announce my brand new 6 months to six figures membership. This program was created as basically a best hits version of all of the programs I have done for the last 10 years to help over 40,000 1,000 entrepreneurs. And here's why we put together this program, because we have found that so many entrepreneurs out there are struggling, and I mean struggling, with sales and marketing. And the reality is there's almost no one out there actually giving you a blueprint for how to develop messaging that connects and converts. Everyone out there is telling you to show up more, to believe more, to do more, but no one's really teaching you exactly what to do. And so inside the 6 months to six figures, I'm going to be giving you the blueprint to creating powerful messaging that connects and converts. Because I'm a certified life, performance, and leadership coach, we're also going to be doing a ton of work on your mindset, as well as developing your leadership skills so that you can be the kind of person that has full confidence in what you have to offer, but also in your ability to help others once they join you. So if you want to hop into this group, you can get 30 days for free. 30 days free in my new 6 months to six figures program by just clicking on the link that we have right here in the description and in the show notes on the podcast. Hope to see you inside soon.